Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Later, we've got Jesse Benton, media coordinator for the Ron Paul campaign, joining us. Give us some updates on what happened for the straw poll and where they're going in the future. Right now, let's go to Julie, then we'll go to Edward. Julie in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Well, I'm a skeptic. I've just started listening to you very recently by way of the Internet because I work overnight, and I've been listening to you mostly to your recorded shows. Today I was able to listen to you live, so I wanted to call you. Part of me wants to believe the stuff that the information that you're putting out, but the other part of me says, you know, how do you know that this stuff is factually based?
Well, you go and verify it. When I say steel doesn't melt until 2755 degrees, you can just type into Google steel melt temperature. You'll find hundreds of college websites, textbooks. You can go to the library and get a book on smelting to learn all of that.
When you mention concentration camps, are you saying that there are actual concentration camps that exist currently in this country?
Yes, they have built FEMA camps for the American people. And they have recruited the preachers to tell them, to tell their members at the church to turn your guns in when you're told. By the way, after we broke this last year with Pastor Butch Paul, it then ended up being in mainstream news, and FEMA got real mad. Believe me, I wish this wasn't true, but yes.
Well, how can I guess my question is, I realize, you know, the Internet's available, but you can't always believe everything, and obviously...
Well, you have to learn sources. You have to learn sources. I mean, you can go to Google, type in martial law, Alex Jones, and hundreds of things will come up, and one of the top links is just a clip from my first film, America Destroyed by Design, and there is a video of inside the House Senate Joint Committee, and they bring up the FEMA camps for the American people. You can watch back in the 80s where they're talking about it.
But do you honestly believe that, I guess as a person who I consider myself a conservative who is somewhat disgruntled or disappointed, I guess I would say, as a person who supported Bush both times, more disappointed in the last 4 years than the first, I guess.
Listen, you're a conservative.
Right.
Okay. Do you remember Rush Limbaugh 10 years ago saying the CFR doesn't exist?
Every time I tune in, he
used to say it. People call him about it, and he says, kook detector, you're nuts, it doesn't exist. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Because I'm an avid Rush fan.
One of his books was published by the CFR, by their imprint, that is their sub-licensee, and you can go right now on prisonplanet.com and watch Dick Cheney say, I'm a member of the CFR, but I keep it secret. Now see, Rush Limbaugh is not stupid. Okay, he's on the payroll of these people. That's my point. We can prove. Listen, remember the amnesty. Bush said it isn't an amnesty, but the bill's secret. Then we got the bill, and was it amnesty?
Pretty much.
I mean, if you read the bill, it was a pardon for aggravated felons. It was worse.
Absolutely.
Look. Do not believe what I say, but at the same time, do not believe what Rush Limbaugh or Neil Ward say. I mean, let me tell you, they are trying to lie to you and twist and keep it low denominator. I'm here knowing they could kill me at any time, knowing this is the real deal, and believe me, I believe what I'm saying. If you want to know that, I believe what I'm saying, and I know that about 95% of what I talk about is well documented.
What do you think?
Julie, if you got time, stay there. I got to get Ron Paul's spokesman on. And find out where they're going right now, and then I want to come back to you because you're here to seek the truth, and you're a great type of caller who wants to know. So will you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, we'll talk to the guests for a couple segments, then I'll go back to you and Edward and everybody else that's holding. Stay with us.
Now, you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He's a very busy man, so we're only going to keep him for this one 15-minute segment. Or, I guess, 16-minute segment. I'm going to be technical. So he joins us right now from the Ron Paul headquarters. It's Communications Director Jesse Benton. He's the guy that is fielding the literal hundreds of media requests a day. We're honored to have him. We're going to line up Ron Paul in the next 2 weeks here on the show. There is a Texas delegate straw poll, which will be scientific because it's just going to be delegates, and we're going to explain that. But it's open to the public. It's going to be a big event and also, I guess, a fundraiser. And so we're here to promote that today as well. But Jesse Benton, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Alex. I appreciate it.
I know you guys are taking the high road. And I respect that. But at the same time, the voting process is even bigger than Ron Paul or even bigger than this election. It's the foundation of this country. It's been confirmed that we have in the Iowa straw poll one of the campaign individuals that, just like they barred Ron Paul from the other debate, the panel turned out it was, you know, involved with McCain's National Committee. Now we have this lady involved with Mitt Romney on his committee. We have people doing exit polls that showed that Ron should have come in at least second place, if not first place, with a 6% sample. And we also have the fact that Ron Paul supporters took over and were clearly there in mass. Yeah, you were obviously there and covering all this. Do you think something? I mean, I know you guys are happy with, you know, beating McCain and Giuliani and all these others and Fred Thompson, but the evidence shows Ron Paul probably got second place. Can you give us any inside scoop on that?
Well, I would say this. We, and this is all a lot of credible outside observers from the press, activists for other candidates. They were overwhelmed by our presence there. I mean, Ron Paul supporters absolutely flooded this place. We had the best signage. We had the most supporters. We had the most enthusiastic people, and the largest volume of people out there trying to talk to people and convert people. You know, more than half our people that came probably came from out of state. So we had, you know, we had 1,300 people that showed up to vote. We probably had about 3,000 people total on the ground there, which was just huge. And that was a really positive thing, because most of the folks that were coming there that day, they were coming with tickets bought for them by other candidates being bussed in and things like that. They were probably being pretty loyal and pulling the lever for the candidate that bought them the ticket. But, you know, it's pretty obvious that they weren't married to that candidate over the long haul. So I don't think there were very many people that were able to be converted there on the ground for straw poll day. But for caucus day, there's a lot of people that are still very, very much savable and convertible over to Ron Paul supporters.
Well, there's also this disinfo. They imply that Giuliani and others, quote, didn't compete in the poll. They were in the poll. They're known on the news, and they lost.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, Rudy Giuliani was doing retail politics in Fort Dodge, Iowa, 2 days before the straw poll. You know, because we know that because Ron was there as well, and they were running advertisements and everything. So to say that they weren't competing, I mean, they didn't have a tent and they weren't buying people tickets, but I mean, they were competing in this thing. We shouldn't kid ourselves.
So you guys are taking the high road, and you think, I mean, the die bowl machines have been decertified in other states.
Mm-hmm.
You had the classic malfunction, and then the 1,400 and then 4,500 got recounted. No suspicions.
No, I think we're pretty comfortable with what went on. They counted all these recounts, all these problems. I mean, some of the other campaigns had bigger problems with this than us. It looks like everything was done pretty much in the open. I mean, the scary thing though is, Alex, is what if these die bulb machines, they really, really need to examine these things over the long haul. Cause you're right. Transparency of voting, integrity of the voting process is bigger than Ron Paul, bigger than this election. I mean, it is just a huge issue. And, the fact that we were having these problems with these die bulb machines is a big deal, and we really need to examine whether these things are going to continue to be used.
RonPaul2008.com, 1-800-RON-PAUL, call, donate, call support, call, get yard signs. Put them in your yard now. I'm seeing yard signs all over Austin, Texas. I'm getting reports of yard signs all over the country. And I think the mainline controlled corporate press is having trouble now claiming he's a second-tier candidate. And they're starting to have to admit, and Las Vegas is starting to have to admit, that his odds are rising. And if he continues his trajectory, he's going to get the Republican nomination.
Well, we sure think so. You know, this is a very much a building process. I mean, we definitely have the most passionate supporters of any candidate out there on either side. It's not even close there. And, you know, we have the strongest grassroots network across the country. You know, as more and more Americans start to tune in, I cite this stat a lot, you know, only about 25% of Americans are paying very much attention to this presidential race right now, which means 75% of the people out there, they haven't really tuned in yet. But it's too long. They've turned off by politics. It's too far out. But as people start to tune in, we're going to be able to capitalize on the grassroots network and start pulling them in. And these nationwide polls, it's still really all about name recognition right now. You know, calling retirees in their homes that have no real interest in following politics right now and asking them who they're going to vote for. The only name they know is, you know, Rudy Giuliani. They don't know Ron Paul yet, but they will.
And that's why these so-called scientific polls are such frauds. I mean, I think it's more scientific to have an IP-controlled poll where you can only vote once, and that is the middle-aged folks, the young people in this country, folks that know how to use computers. It's two different worlds that are really separating faster and faster. So I think it's very unscientific to only poll. And by the way, a lot of people don't even have landlines anymore.
Right.
I know this has been beat to death, but I don't think it's been pointed out clearly enough that going and polling 10% of the population that doesn't even, you know how to use a computer, I don't think that's scientific. I think it's the opposite.
Yeah, I think to you know, I don't think we can completely disregard the traditional polling methods, but we have to point out that there are some real shortcomings in how they're conducting business right now. And at the same time, to you know, there are problems and flaws and, you know, probably some inaccuracies in the online polling too. But you know, to write those off as so many folks in the mainstream media or you know pundits want to do, that's not a very good thing either. I mean, we need to look at what's going on in both, realize that neither one is perfect, but look to both as metrics of success, and in one where, you know, Ron Paul dominates. So that's only positive.
What is the spirit in the campaign? What is the attitude? I mean, I know the congressman has said that this is hundreds of times what he ever thought it would be. I see a gleam in his eye, but I mean, how is he handling the grueling? I mean, overall, just what's the attitude in the campaign, and then how's the congressman holding up to all this?
Well, he has definitely enjoyed having a few days off. He took some personal time yesterday to spend with Carol, who, as a lot of you folks out there might know, had a pacemaker installed in Des Moines on Sunday. She's resting comfortably and expects a full recovery. He does get tired. He definitely gets tired, and you know, part of the reason why he gets tired is because he won't shirk his congressional responsibility to focus on this presidential candidate thing. He's working hard. He remains optimistic, and what really charges him up, what really charges his batteries, are when he meets with supporters and he hears people say, "Hey, you know, you're the only guy out there that really speaks to me. Thank you so much for running." It's the supporters that really charge his batteries. So I would just ask to everybody to, you know, keep praying for Ron, keep sending him his wishes of support. When you see him, let him know what he means to you. Let him know how energized he makes you, and it'll be a reciprocal process.
And I think it's important to pray for Carol. You know, I've mentioned that, and obviously she's been on the campaign trail with him. He's 72, obviously. Last time he was on, I think he was 74.
He'll be 72 here on August 26th.
Absolutely. So Ron's birthday coming up. We got a few minutes left here. Tell us about the straw poll for delegates coming up in Texas and how people can get involved in that.
Well, this is not the most scientific straw poll out there. This is kind of a inside politics Texas straw poll, because you have to be a voting Texas GOP delegate to be able to cast a ballot. So that whittles it down to a field of about 27,000. So, we are working hard on that. We've got some real crack people. Mark Elam, our Texas coordinator, is a really great, great political operative, and we're identifying folks and getting them to getting them to get to Fort Worth and vote for Ron. So we expect to be able to make a pretty respectable showing there. We're also going to have some folks there coming. We're going to have Jimmy Ray Vaughan putting on a concert there on the 31st, the day before, and we expect a lot of supporters to go. It will be a $20 donation to see the Jimmy Ray Vaughan concert. That's just to cover our fees, and you can always contribute more if you wanted. And it should just be a really great positive event, to show for Texans to show how much they like Ron, how much they appreciate Ron, and how much they support him.
Yeah, Jimmy Vaughn's a good friend of mine. He and his wife, Robin, they're great people, and they just love Congressman Ron Paul. And I may try to be up there. I've just been finishing Endgame, and then I've got to do the promotion of that, 14
right.
months of work. But I also don't like missing all these events, neither does my wife. But it's going to be fantastic. Tell folks the date and the specifics up in Fort Worth.
Well, the Jimmy Ray Vaughan concert is going to be on the 31st. Don't have too many more specifics right now, but it will be on our website. And then the voting in the straw poll will be on September 1st there in Fort Worth.
Well, see, for me, I think of that as even more scientific than just some straw poll where politicians buy their minions tickets and then they come and vote for them. I think going after the delegates is really a good idea to see what people who are really involved in policy and politics think.
Yeah, I think that you make a good point. If you're a recent delegate or a current delegate, means you really have your ear to the rail of politics, and you know what's going on. You're going to be a pretty savvy person.
What's coming up next in the next few weeks for the congressman?
Well, right immediately on the radar, he's heading up to New Hampshire this weekend for a visit to New Hampshire. New Hampshire is going to be a priority of ours, a state that we think we can do very, very well in. And, we need to get him on the ground a little bit more there. Then, Illinois straw poll is actually tomorrow. Ron won't be able to make it himself, but we're sending our campaign chairman, Kent Snyder.
That's fantastic. Listen, we're out of time. Jesse Benton, thank you for spending time with us. Thanks for the great job you're doing, and to tell everybody on the campaign that I said hi, and just keep your campaign against tyranny up. We're right here with you, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas, August 15, 2007, gold 663, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $684.62, $347.80 for half one, $68.90 for quarter. That's $684.62, $337.80, and $168.90. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Let's go back to Julie, and I'm going to go to Edward, Kurt, Nate, Austin, and others. Julie, look, it's like finding out your next-door neighbor's a serial killer when he was such a nice man, and you had all those barbecues with him and picnics over the years, and he babysitted your children. I don't know what to say about the New World Order. You know, you're saying, is it real? Can you believe me? What do you believe? I know this. We don't have our government running our banking system or the issuance of our currency. There are people running the government that own and control both parties that want to set up world government. And if Rush Limbaugh all these years would have spoken out against it, they couldn't have done it. But, you see, he never would have been on the air that big of a show if he hadn't been playing ball. So that's really which comes first, the chicken or the egg. You've just got to come to grips with betrayal. You know, I had a few girlfriends in high school and college that, you know, would cheat on me or do nasty things and were just bad people. And you've got to learn in life that just when you run into bad people, learn to just disengage and don't blame yourself and just get away from them. Well, you can't do that with a government because they just keep coming back and back and back and back again. You know, it's like that in my life, people that try to use me or push me around. I've just gotten to the point in my life where I'm just, you know what, just get away from me. And if they got a problem, I'll stomp on them. But I'd rather just let them move along. But with government, we can't do that. I mean, Julie, are you still there?
Yes.
I mean, the big deal here is study history. I mean, why don't you go buy Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire on eBay? I bet you can get it cheap. Now, it's it's 800 and something pages long. But if you read 30, 40 pages a night, you can read it in, you know, 6 months or so. And then you will hear all about poisonings and lying and murders and corruption and land grabbing. I mean, humans do the same stuff over and over again. Mm-hmm. And so, but you know what? I'm just talking at you. I mean, how can I help you?
Well, no, I guess I consider myself somewhat of a political junkie. And I feel like I'm getting all this information. You know, I do listen to Rush. I do listen to Neil Bortz. And he's not really, I mean, he's a proclaimed libertarian, but I get all this information from different various people, and it's just, I guess the point is I'm trying to make is it's difficult trying to decipher through that and figure out what is actually true and what isn't.
Well, here's the difference. Neil Bortz, about 80% of what he says is great info. When he talks about a rash of illegal aliens running around murdering people, crime statistics show more than half the crimes committed in L.A. County are illegal aliens because they are the criminal mass that comes here. The non-criminals stay home predominantly, and they can get away. They know no one knows their name. No one recognizes them, so they can commit, like the railway serial killer, they say killed more than 15 people. You know, and raped all these people. So Neil Bortz tells the truth about that. But then when it comes to the war and who engineered this and what's behind the Muslim extremists and all that, he doesn't tell you. So, Michael Savage.
Do you think Iraq was really a, you mentioned Iraq earlier about us having to, I guess, take care of or deal with countries when they become too successful or too,
That is the stated policy of the State Department and the Department of State in England. But yes, go ahead.
I don't consider Iraq, I guess, prior to us going in there, I don't consider them to be certainly not a, I mean, being under a dictatorship such as Saddam Hussein, I don't really consider that to be a successful empire. I guess it was to him.
It could grow into an empire. Listen. You don't have to believe me. Iraq had achieved first world status in 1990. They had movie theaters, rock and roll stations. I'm not saying this is a sign of a healthy society, but they had Playboy in the stores. Okay, and women did what they wanted to, and 60% of the graduates in the medical schools and the law schools were women. And if you really want to get down to the final equation, Saddam Hussein is an angel cake. Was an angel cake compared to the other people in that region. And he was a leftover from a previous policy of putting better people in there. He's a leftover of a 60s policy when our government was not completely evil. Okay, they set him up. Well, let me just tell you, because you asked the question. They set him up to attack Iran. They financed him to do it. They set him up to attack Kuwait. The whole thing. And now for 16-plus years, stay there, Julie. We're going to talk about it on the other side. And I promise I'll get to your other calls. This is important, folks. Because this takes you through the mental processes of a decent person who, you know, has been mind-controlled by Rush Limbaugh. Me included. I mean, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh. One of the first places he got syndicated was into Austin. I was listening to this guy when I was a senior in high school. I mean, we're talking 16, 17 years ago. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Look, this is how I woke up, Julie. I found out that history books were more entertaining than science fiction books when I was about 14. I mean, every page was a battle or an assassination. So I started reading 800, 900, 1,200-page books on Nazi Germany, on the Soviets, on the Romans. Then I went to college and I saw them setting up a new empire, brainwashing us for a one-world government. Then I turn on CNN and they'd say there's no new world order while I was being taught in college about a world government and how guns were bad. And it really all started because I said, you know what, you're not going to take my guns. And I saw the IRS harass family and people I knew, and I'd see them doing the taxes saying, man, we paid them what they were supposed to, but they're still coming after us. And I saw city bureaucrats doing mean things to my grandparents about, you know, some creek behind their house they didn't even own. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to fight these people. And when I started out 13 years ago now, it's almost 13 years ago now, just getting involved, going down and helping on Access TV shows. I mean, I did that for a couple of years before I even got a show, and going to county commissioners meetings and, you know, studying the Council on Foreign Relations. I didn't know 1/100th of what I know now, but I knew more than most. And I still learn more every day. In fact, I'm now learning exponentially. It's exponential now. Because the more knowledge you get, the more it ties into everything else, and it frankly becomes impossible to even describe. There's so many intricate little facets to it. But basically, it's what's always happened in history. There is a corrupt power elite who, because of liberty in this country, cannot take us over overnight, so they're taking us over incrementally. And they use socialism to get control of our daily lives, and then they double team us with the Republicans with a more fascist model to centralize more power in corporate hands. Republicans tell you corporations are good, but corporations really are controlling the government, and they lobby for most of the corporate welfare. And, I mean, who can doubt we're turning into a police state? Who can doubt that using spy satellites tied into local police departments isn't freedom? Or cameras in school bathrooms isn't freedom? I mean, does that answer your question, Julie? I don't know what to say to you. It's just that if you study history, you'll see all this evil before. And then if you study who's in control today, there's some of the most evil families of the last 300 years.
I just don't. I guess for me, you know, after 9/11 and how long it's been now since then, I've always believed that it was the terrorists who did this. Or who did this to us, Al-Qaeda, who, you know, based on, I guess, you know, yeah, partly from what the media has told us, but partly from, I guess, what I've heard on talk shows or various other sources. But it's hard. I guess I just don't see what our government had to, what did they have to gain by just killing, you know, innocent people in those buildings?
Well, and, I mean, you know about problem, reaction, solution, right?
Right.
I mean, why... Let's say your neighbor's got a business that's competing against you. Well, if you can plant cocaine in his car and embarrass him around town where he loses contracts and then ends up going to jail, that's going to help your business for a while.
Well,
let me explain this to you. Hitler had his own building firebombed, their own capital. Why did Hitler do that?
I don't know.
Because then he got to say, oh, look, we're under attack. I've got to take all your freedoms now.
Oh,
for your safety. I mean, Vladimir Putin has been caught red-handed with his Federal Security Bureau planting bombs in 99 when he wasn't going to win the presidency. But then he got to have a popular war and go crush the Chechens and blame them for it. And then he got to set up, and now he's reinstituted a dictatorship, basically.
You mentioned Michael Savage a while ago. I don't know what you were going to say something in reference to him. I also listened to him.
Do you know about his history?
I know of his educational background. I don't know a lot.
He does. Yeah, it's like a normal dirtbag liberal. He sits there and brags about how smart he is and how he's Dr. Savage all day and it's typical elitism. Do you know, I'm not even going to tell you, listen, I'm not even going to get involved in this because I'm not about throwing muck around.
Right.
But do you know the books he wrote before he became a conservative?
No.
Well, you better,
I'm not even familiar. I thought he had always been a conservative.
He was one of the biggest beatniks of the 60s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he wrote books with the famous poet Dershowitz, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well, a lot of your fans, just before you go to your next call, I hear a lot of your fans call. They seem to want you to debate Neil Bortz here lately because a lot of them are calling Neil's show, and they're bringing up this. They want you two to go into a debate format.
What is he saying?
He said it really would be pointless probably because you come from one view and he comes from a whole other view. And he said it would be of no use.
Because you guys probably don't
see eye to eye on pretty much anything.
Well, that's why we should have a debate.
Hey, I would love it. You know, a lot of his own supporters are wanting him to do it. And
well, look, I never talk about Neil Bortz until he talks about me constantly. I frankly don't care. But Neil's an egomaniac. And let me tell you why Neil won't debate me. Because he knows I'll clean his clock. And I mean, I will. Because I've got the facts and he doesn't. And my brain doesn't even turn on until I start debating somebody. And...
Well, I actually got introduced to you through George Norrie because I listen to him a lot, like I say, at night, and I've heard you many times on there. That was how I had first heard of you. I didn't know, I wasn't familiar with you until I've heard you on his show quite a bit.
Well, I don't know why Neil wants to talk about me every day and then not debate me.
Well, you know why? Because I started the whole thing because I called him one day and asked him because I wanted to know what he thought because I didn't know much about you myself. And I said, Neil, do you know who Alex Jones is? What do you know about him? And it kind of went from there. And then a lot of people called in that liked you, and a lot of people called in that didn't like you. And he basically just said, you know, I don't know him. I don't know anything. I just know he's a conspiracy theory person.
But he gets to discount everything. I mean, and that's what Limbaugh does. You know, get that tape again ready, and then I'm going to go to calls. Julie, I want you to call me back in the weeks to come because I got to be fair to the other callers, but I want to have
sure.
a bigger discussion with you because you're a nice lady. You sound like a smart lady. And the biggest thing you need to do is stop judging the world through your own eyes. I mean, I bet you help your neighbors, and I bet you help little old ladies, and I bet you go to church, and you're friendly, and I bet you're just a sweetie pie. Let me tell you, the world doesn't operate like you do. You know, you're a good woman, and, you know, you mean well. That's obvious. And so you think the world operates the way you do. And let me tell you, you need to get outside of your own paradigm and realize the world is a very wicked, dangerous place historically, and there's a lot of evil going on right now. And, you know, that's basically it. I mean, I would bring up to Neil Bohr, it's okay, Alex says trillions are missing from the Pentagon. And then Neil can't poo-poo that because that's been in the Associated Press and then say, why isn't that a scandal? I mean, see, there's hundreds of issues, Julie, but I want you to listen to this. I'm going to let you go, but I want you to listen to this. This is the intro is JBS talking about all the groups that David Rockefeller chairs. You can go to these groups' websites and see that he's indeed the head of them or the founder of them or the funder of them. And then here's a CFR meeting with Dick Cheney saying he keeps it secret. He doesn't let his constituents know. And you know you've heard Limbaugh, because I probably listen to Limbaugh once a month now when I catch him on a rebroadcast on the weekend. And, I mean, he gets up there and says, he still says it doesn't exist. Now, he's best friends with some of the deputy directors and people of it. He's spoken to them. He's addressed them. And he's a bald-faced liar, folks. So here it is.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Okay, so there you have it. It's all real funny how you've gutted this country and turned us into a bunch of gibbering idiots and dumbed everybody down. And just like these guys won't talk about the CFR or the elite, I mean, they get on air and say there's no elite. There's always been an elite. Read what the Founding Fathers had to say. It was all about keeping control of them and keeping them out of your business. The country was founded on that. So these guys pose as conservatives all day long. Their job is to keep you from waking up to the real world and to keep you in this false spectrum of news and baloney. I mean, they'll talk about real issues but never give you real solutions or never tell you what's behind that issue. And I know most of our listeners know this better than I do. It's just that you got to talk to people like Julie. Ed in Texas, thanks for holding. You're a real trooper. Welcome.
Thomas Jefferson said that, like ancient Rome, we should all be citizen soldiers. And that's what we're doing for Houston for Ron Paul meetup down here in Houston. I've been on the phone calling delegates for this Texas straw poll every night. Yesterday, I went to the VA. Can you hear me, Alex?
Sure can.
I went to the VA yesterday. I had a speech that Ron Paul had written for the veterans. It was called, I can't remember what it was called again. But I brought
it doesn't matter. The point is you're pushing for delegates to get to the straw poll.
That's it. And anyway, I went to the VA yesterday, and I had Ron Paul's speech. I had Ron Paul pushcards. I was in the lobby, and Miss Bobby Grunner, the public affairs officer, assaults me by grabbing me by the arm and tells us, me and my buddy that I was with, we had to get out of there. We weren't allowed to campaign. And she grabbed me in front of all these veterans.
Wait a minute. Campaigns are always going in the VA.
Well, that's what she told me. And this all happened in front of these veterans that have sacrificed life and limb, and they're having to watch this woman try to take away my First Amendment right, what these men fight for.
So she grabbed on you there in Houston.
It was disgusting, Alex. And so she tells me, well, I'm getting the police, and you're getting out of here. So anyway, we left. And we went out to the front gates and stood out there and kept on passing out material as people are coming out. Well, then two cops, sure enough, pull up, demand our IDs. We refused to give them our IDs because we had not committed a crime.
Well, see, that's the new America, though, where they harass you and interrogate you like, look, these people are communicating with each other. They're talking. You're not supposed to do that. Folks, they didn't used to act like that.
The first vet that I talked to, he said, have you ever heard of the New World Order? And I just opened up the door. But, you know, and at that point she had come up to us and kicked us out. But we're standing outside. The two cops come, and we're outside the gates and start demanding our IDs. We refuse. You know, it's ignorance of law is what's going to get us, Alex. We have to become aware of the law. You know, and I told them, look, I'm not your slave. I'm not your slave. There's a Constitution, officer. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Anyway,
why are you here? Did you ask why are you here getting in my face when I'm just here handing out campaign material?
Oh, well, absolutely. It was, you know, but he couldn't give in any kind of answer because he knew what he was doing was unlawful.
What did the God creature say when you did that?
Oh, well, he was just, you know, foaming at the mouth and kept demanding the ID, and we kept saying no, no, no. So he gets on his phone and talks for a second on his little cell phone, and he says, why don't y'all just leave? So, you know, after about 10 minutes of this, so we went ahead and left. And then, me and my buddy, we proceeded to go to a lot of these vitamin supplement stores with Ron Paul's message. I even went to a mosque yesterday, Alex, to get Ron Paul's message out.
Well, that's what it's going to take, getting in the streets and getting mad and experiencing.
That's it. Let me tell you what we're also doing down here with Houston for Ron Paul Meetup. We're starting our own Ron Paul TV show on Houston Public Access.
Good.
I've gotten in touch with Bart Black. Him and I are going to start working together.
I love it.
And that's it. And I want to say that to everybody else out there. Get involved with your public access stations out there. And create your own Ron Paul show because the media is not going
to
do it.
Do me a favor. Write up a five-paragraph story. Send it to Aaron at Infowars.com, two A's, and we'll get that posted, and it'll also be a plug for your meetup group. Good to hear from you. Yeah, we see these cases over and over again, and somehow the police have been told, land the free, home of the brave, that it's bad to be out with signs. It's bad to be talking to, well, you're talking to people in the town square. You need to move on. Oh, they're talking. They're out doing stuff. We've got to stop them. All right. Kurt just hung up. Let's go to Nate. Nate, where are you calling us from?
Alex.
Yes, where are you calling us from?
Maine.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Second time caller here, and right out the gate, I just want to say, I have a Berkey light water filter purification system, and anyone that lives in an inner city like I do, you need to have one of these systems.
No, it's wrong. You should trust the government and drink the tap.
That's right. Fluoride's good. It cleans your teeth.
It's good for you, yes. They love you. Go ahead.
But I just want to say that the shipping was really fast, and it came within 5 days from California to Maine, so that was quick. And I just had another, real quick, I just had a question for you about Building 7. Their original excuse for why it fell was that parts of the two twin towers came over and hit it.
Yep, not true. And then they show on the news the World Financial Center and a big gouge out of it and say that that's 7 when it isn't even the right building. I mean, they are some sneaky little creatures.
And earlier, you know, you talk about how they're trying to change the whole law of physics to fit their lie. I mean, has the story for 7 changed at all since then?
They've had 5 different stories. They claim a fuel oil tank blew up. That didn't do it. Then they claim it was structurally built wrong, and they had to pull that out. Then they claim fire made it do it. They had to pull that out. And now NIST says, as of earlier this year in January, they don't know why it fell and are looking at secondary explosions. So they say they're looking at bombs now.
Unbelievable stuff.
But don't worry, the CIA and FBI were based in the building. Everything's fine, okay?
Right.
I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Thanks for holding. We'll come back and talk to a couple more people on the other side. But listen, mercury's good for you. We have a newscast saying it. It must be true. And so is sodium, fluoride, and so is aspartame, okay? We're liars.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
To Austin in Seattle. Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good. You know, I was just going to say, like many, 9/11 was the sort of catalyst issue for me that opened my eyes and redirected them to websites like yours. I just wanted to thank you for all your hard work. My question is in regards to false flag terror attacks, most specifically terror drills, since it seems that these drills are the way in which this secretive cabal sneaks actual attacks through the grid. So I've exhaustively searched the FEMA website as well as the Internet at large and cannot find any info outlining upcoming terror drills for my area and others, and was curious if this info is now classified, and if it's not, where can I find it?
I mean, specifically, they have anti-terror drills all the time all over the country. You're saying you can't find anything about
them? Yeah, I mean, basically, I go on the FEMA website. I'm trying to find, you know, listings of these drills coming up because, you know, who knows, Seattle might be a target for these goons, and so but I just can't find anything.
Remember a few years ago they had big drills in Seattle where they blew up buses, remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they had them in Chicago. I mean, they're having drills. You're saying, where do you find drills? I would just type into Google, mass cal drill, terrorist attack drill, and then the name of your town or city or region after it, and it should come up for you. But, yeah, they do bootleg. Like, they had a drill of weaponized foot and mouth getting out in England, then they released it during the drill, and they did that twice. They did that in 2001, and they did that again this time. And 9/11 they were running drills, and 7/7 they were running the exact drills. So, yes, drills are something you should really, really watch.
Absolutely. It's a way to keep a lot of people in the dark while, you know, a faction, you know exactly what's happening. So I just want to thank you for everything you do. And I also wanted to just, I noticed you mentioned aspartame before the break, and I just want to throw a book out there that everybody should read. It's called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kill, by Dr. Blaylock. It outlines sort of all the additives that the food companies put in that make
absolutely. Yeah. But even bigger than aspartame, it's the chemicals in plastics by design. They could use other ones, are estrogens. And it's destroying the reproductive systems. It's very bad for mammals. And you can't hardly find stuff that isn't plastic, especially for children. Then you microwave it and it makes even more of it leach out. And that's a big public service announcement. But, you know, even I forget to not give my children plastic cups. I mean, it's all around us, folks. We're literally basting in this. I read a lot of your questions today up on the message board at prisonplanet.com. And just so many good questions here, some hundreds of them. But luckily, people are posting their questions for me, and other people are answering them, and there's lively debates going on, saying, please do a show on Agenda 21, which is active in the USA now. Yeah, well, that's just the codified bureaucracy term and blueprint for the UN takeover of the U.S., and yes, we're very deep into Agenda 21. My first film is about that. There is just so much, so many great questions here. There's a question, will Gordon Brown and England stand for Europe's anthem after all? Yeah, he said he wouldn't go along with the EU takeover of England. He's basically doing that now and just doesn't even care. There's so many good questions up there on the site, but listeners should go there and try to answer some of those as best you can for all the people. There's no way I can answer all these, but I'm going to keep trying to make an attempt to do that here on the show. I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates. I want to thank all of the sponsors. I want to thank all of you out there, the listeners, for spreading the word about the broadcast and all the support you give us by purchasing the books and videos that are at Infowars.com. And I want to thank my crew here in Austin, Texas, and all the things they do. And, of course, up in Minnesota, John Harmon, that does the job of three people up there every single day. He makes my job a lot easier. And hats off to John, his professionalism. I've had so many little pig demon board operators in the past. It's good to have a nice person run the show. All right, God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.